Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. As you all know, Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Our words of encouragement on today will be presented by Brother Patrick Matlock. I'm sure that you all already know that he always does a phenomenal job and that today will be no less. Our message today is entitled Thankful Singing, Singing Thankfully. So ladies and gentlemen, I bring you Brother Patrick Matlock, and immediately following our words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Matlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. I want to thank you for what you do every day. I want to thank Brother Bradshaw for sharing this platform. I want to thank each and every one of you for your willingness to come and to be a part of this particular devotional, whether you're already in the seat of your cars, whether you're made it to the corner of your cubicles, or whether you're still in your slippers. We are not taking your participation in these devotionals for granted. Thank you very much. And I also want to acknowledge those who also pretty habitually as well as occasionally join me on the simulcast that I do on Facebook Live. We want to thank each and every one of you and also just encourage everyone, as we do usually state, to give out the telephone number, share the website, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/Grace Nurture, which is one word. And that's how you can not only listen live, but also you can access some of the archived devotionals that have been done. I know coming up on 10 years for me, just being a part of this particular devotional in January. And I know Brother Marshall had been doing it for at least a little while prior to that. So, again, we're thankful for each and every one of you. And just thank you for the thankful for the opportunity to deliver a word. This morning, as she indicated, I'm going to talk about thankful singing and singing thankfully. I don't know about y'all, but I'm just ready for Thanksgiving to come, for Thanksgiving to be here. I'm looking forward to the days off. I'm looking forward because this is a year, this year, where I do plan to spend time with my family. Originally, we're going to try to rendezvous in Panama City and the area over there, Destin area, but it just wasn't feasible as we weren't able to get the reservation set up. So we ended up settling on saying, okay, well, just let one of our family members host. And so it ended up, the lots kind of ended up falling on my sisters and my niece that are in the Atlanta area. So various ones of us from Detroit and Florida in particular are going to be making our way to Atlanta this year. So I'm really, really looking forward to that, spending time with my family. So as I do that, I'm prompted to think about what types of things I can do to further enhance my Thanksgiving attitude. We need to be living in a way where we have an attitude of gratitude with regard to our life and the blessings that God continues to give us. And I'm reminded of what the Bible says. And I don't have to preach this Thanksgiving, or at least not at my home congregation. I haven't been given an invitation to preach elsewhere in the area as of yet. The passage in Colossians chapter 3 is a passage that I have referenced in the past, and I really, really love its sentiments because it's very, very powerful in helping us to understand why God puts such an emphasis on thanksgiving and giving thanks. Look at what the Bible says in Colossians 3 and verse number 15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. So the idea of thankfulness is really, really important for us to note, because when we look at Paul is saying here, he had just spoken to the saints there about how important it was for them to live in the bond of peace, and how important love was in actually pulling that off. When you look at the Greek word for thankful that's at the end of verse number 15, the idea there is one of being mindful of favors and grateful, that of being pleasing and agreeable, that of being acceptable to others, winning, liberal, and beneficent. And I think the idea in particular is the first definition, mindful of favors and great, being grateful, being thankful. And when you really think about it, a Christian, I'm not talking about all these other folks here. I'm not talking about others that you might be associated with, others that you might either in strong or less than strong ways you might identify with. I'm talking about Christians. Christians are people who should be thankful. Look at what the rest of the text says. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, and with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. We don't live like the individuals did back in the day when they were in the under the law. There were those times when during feast days they would make their way back to Jerusalem. And when we look at some of the Psalms, there's a section of the Psalms where strictly the songs that they sang as they were making their way to Jerusalem. So the idea, we're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching onward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. And several other of the beautiful Psalms, you start getting into the latter part of the collection of Psalms, for anywhere from 100, maybe 95, all the way up to 150. You're looking at the collection of those songs, because that's what I kind of bristle when I hear some of our brethren and sisters reference a psalm, and they say Psalms chapter whatever. It's not, even though the others are divided up in chapters, but Psalms is already divided up as a song. Each of the 150 divisions are songs that were actually sung by those in the Old Testament and even in the New. And so the idea again is that in some cases they would have those songs that would talk about despair, but then they'd have those songs that would be expressing thankfulness. So one of the ones that we read often is Psalm number 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. So what's the idea as I talk about the idea of thankfully singing and singing thankfully? It is the words to those songs and the words that we actually sing ourselves today. And you can pick your song that makes you happy. You can pick the song that reminds you of God's grace and God's mercy. And you can basically put that in your heart as something between now, here on November 16th, and the weekend of Thanksgiving. Sing one of those songs a day, or several of them, whatever it might be, that would help you to be reminded of just how wonderful God has been, because that's something that's going to help us to really truly understand the importance of thankfulness. And it's the essence of what verse 16 in this text is saying. If the word of Christ is dwelling in you richly, they actually sang those songs, psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, with a thankfulness in their heart that they were grateful to God for what he actually did for them. Maybe you hadn't really thought about singing spiritual songs, singing church songs as we reference them, and Thanksgiving. But the Bible seems to put a strong connection between singing and having thankfulness in your heart. Look at verse 17, where the Bible says, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. So we know that verse is an actual song itself. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord. Do not in the name of man or creed. Do all in the name of the Lord. Do all in his name. Do all in the name of the Lord, in word or deed, as God decreed. Do all in the name of the Lord. And you'll know that you have an attitude of gratitude when everything we do knowing that we identify with Jesus, that we are a part of his family, that we don't want to do anything to embarrass the family name. And a key strategy in making that happen is to have thankfulness. Thankfulness in our prayers, we keep seeing that in the scripture, as well as thankfulness in our singing. Pick your song. Maybe between now and Thanksgiving, November 25th, pick 10 songs, one today and one for the rest of the period between now and Thanksgiving, and then even the couple of days after that. So pick 12 songs, or pick one song that you'll sing all 12 days, or, you know, one or two, however that works. But if you really want to have a attitude of gratitude and be walking in the spirit of Thanksgiving, and obviously Colossians 3 is not just talking about Thanksgiving as a holiday, it's talking about Thanksgiving as a lifestyle. So even beyond, use this as a test case to help you understand the importance of getting into the Thanksgiving spirit, and then use it as a leverage to facilitate Thanksgiving in our hearts going forward. I'm hoping that this has been a blessing to you. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for the songs that you give us that we can sing, so that we can actually have the attitude of gratitude that your scriptures indicate that we should have. Father, help us to be able to pray our prayers, spiritually appraised prayers that would allow us to be able to not only give our thanks to you and pay our homage to you and acknowledge you as sovereign, but also to express the things, because we know that you know what we need before we even ask. Thank you very much for being you. Thank you for Grace Nurture. And thank you for your word. And thank you for Jesus, who came and died that we might have a right to the tree of life. Today, that with today being a clean canvas, be a mural in which our lives expresses our attitude of gratitude and our willingness to give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I won't let nothing.
There's a story of an old sister who would come to church every Sunday. It was pain aching in her body. She would struggle from the back of the church all the way to the front pew, sometimes with tears streaming from her eyes. And one day, one of those young sisters got beside her, and she told that old sister, "Sister, if you're in so much pain, why don't you just turn around and just stay home sometimes?" That old sister just held her Bible close and said these words.
As I read the story of old, and I look at old man Joe, she lost everything that he had in just one day. Now can't you see him as he spoke with his wife, but she said, "You ought to curse your God and die." I can imagine with tears in his eyes, I can hear Joe say, "I won't let
nothing turn me around.
Though he slay me, I'm still gonna trust the Lord. No sickness, no sorrow, no pain. See, this is what I've learned. You see, when time in life gets hard, that's when you ought to fall down and worship God. So I won't let nothing.
Before I take it back, I'll add more.
What about those Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when the king said, "Better bow down before that image that day"? Yeah, yeah. Well, those boys were scared of the fire. Hey, they looked the king dead in the eyes with no fear. I can hear them say, I hear him say, "I can't stop. All right. and his sister.
Don't let it turn.
You see, he took the pain from me. The least I can do is take a little pain from him.
Turn me
I ain't gonna let it.